Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right into hour number two of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Pecos Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
And we've been talking about this article from the American Institute of Economic Research, also known as AIER, about the 15 signs that you're in an abusive relationship with the government. And we'll talk more about that in just a bit. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Padraig calling. And Padraig, you are on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate and enjoy listening to you guys and your points of view. I don't always agree with you. Probably 98% of the time I agree with you. I can only speak for my community and the state of New Mexico, not the whole United States.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Michelle Lujan Grisham in there. She's worth $200 million. And I'm a farmer. And I try to raise things for livestock and stuff like that. And it really hurts me to see my local restaurant is shut down. They take out food in December and January and styrofoam plates. And I honestly think, you know, the Antifa and the Black Lives Matters, they always want to defund the police. And I hear you guys talk a lot, but I never hear you say anything about defunding the government.
Oh.
I had a mill levy override for my schools,
mm-hmm.
for their school buses, but school buses don't run anymore, and I won't get my money back.
Right.
I've had a mill levy bonds issue on the libraries, but all the libraries are closed. I was just wondering when the people of New Mexico are finally going to see that the way we're going is not the right way to go. And
mm-hmm.
that's what bothers me most, because I see a lot of people that are hardworking and they have good hearts here and they're trying to do the right thing, but we can't always be afraid and hide in a hole.
Yeah,
and
no.
I want the politicians, they get their checks no matter what. The teachers get their checks no matter what.
Yeah.
Law enforcement gets their checks no matter what.
Politicians,
and we're
yeah.
out here struggling to make a living, and they're raising my property taxes. And I can't say bad words on the radio, but I want to ask him, what the heck is the matter with you people that you cannot see what's going on in your own communities?
Oh,
that's what I want to ask the politicians.
Well, it's not they can't see it.
Yeah, it's that they don't care.
I mean, you're right. They get paid either way.
Yeah.
And as long as they get paid either way, why should they be responsive to your desires? I mean, you started this with, we never talk about defunding the government, and that's not true. The way we talk about it is the only effective way that actually works is start using cryptocurrency instead of their dollars.
Right. Or barter or exchange in some other way. I mean, these are the steps.
Excuse me for interruption.
Sure.
I hear you talk about cryptocurrency and stuff. But I see that the United States government took out $1 billion out of some account because it was used for child porn and child trafficking and stuff like that. I don't know if you heard about it or read about it.
The only
and the government's
account,
got their fingers in everywhere.
The only account
I
claim.
If they wanted
claims,
to get cryptocurrency tomorrow, they could.
Well, not really. They don't know where they'd have to do 51% attack, and they don't know where all the miners are. The only account I've ever heard of them claiming being able to seize was, what is his real name? Private Roberts.
Oh,
Ross Ulbricht's account, and they haven't actually provided evidence of having actually hacked into that account.
So just to keep things a little light here, Padraig, I'll tell you this. The government is afraid of cryptocurrency because cryptocurrency has the ability to replace state-based currency. So the first thing the government is going to do is try and make you believe that it's only used for bad things. When, in fact, the government's currency, that is the United States dollar, is used for some of the most heinous crimes on planet Earth and continues to be used for such a thing. So for them
Jeffrey Epstein was paid in U.S. dollars, I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, just think of all the bombs that have been dropped and all that kind of thing.
Sorry for an interruption again. I understand that. I can see that, but I'm a little older now. I'm 60 years old, and I don't understand cryptocurrency at all. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't understand how people can take dollars out of my check or gold or something, put it in cryptocurrency, see it going up. I see it's going astronomical.
Go on to Bitcoin.com. Go on to Bitcoin.com, go to their Getting Started page, and that's just one way to do it, but just go online, look up starting information for cryptocurrency.
Well, and so you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. Almost no one does that.
Right.
I think it's, what, like 36,000 right now or something ridiculous. You can buy, I mean, you if you're in person-to-person, you can't really do this on the exchange because you're going to... The fees wouldn't be worth it, but if you're a person to person, you could buy $1 worth of Bitcoin Cash, or I wouldn't recommend buying $1 worth of BTC, but...
Stephanie, that's the way I was raised. When you go in there to purchase something, you put down cash money on the counter. That's the way I was raised. I don't think a lot of people are going to understand that concept.
That's exactly what you can do with cryptocurrencies. So you get a hold of somebody who's got it, and you put your money on the barrel head, and they put it into your wallet, and there you go.
Yeah. So, but to your point about the taxation,
I'll look into it. I'm older. I just know what's in my pocket is safe.
Right.
Somebody's got to come rob me.
Right. But you could also take and
well, not really though, because the more they hand it, the less.
Hang on. You could also take Padraig and instead of putting some of the money that you save into your savings account in the bank. You could also, diversify a little bit, buy some gold, buy some silver. There are other things other than cryptocurrency out there that are not, the U.S. dollar that you could both hold for long-term savings as well as use for potential barter. So there's more than one option. We're just huge fans of cryptocurrency here because we believe it's the future.
And that's one of those things you can do.
I bought a farm, and I can't put the farm in my pocket.
That's right.
It's a piece of dirt.
Yeah.
And a big one.
And it's there. I mean, I can't go anywhere now.
I don't think the existence of crypto is going to dissolve the government. That's not going to do it by itself. And
no,
I don't
not
think
by
it's
itself.
Even going to be a major player, really. We don't really
All
have
right,
enough
well,
people
let me
own...
think on it a while and see what comes up.
Well, I mean,
I appreciate you guys talking to me.
Patrick,
sure.
if you start putting your money in gold.
There's a lot of older people that we just don't get that stuff, that's too modern for us.
Well, you've taken the first step by listening to this show, and we appreciate you, Padraig. Feel free to give us a call again. We appreciate the call. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, okay, you don't want to learn how this works. That's fine. So you know how gold works.
Right.
Buy some gold.
Right. That's kind of the point I was trying to make, that there are other options than cryptocurrency for somebody that maybe doesn't get the concept. I would argue that, even an older gentleman such as Padraig here probably doesn't really even get the concept of the United States dollar. He said he was 60 plus, so perhaps he was around, when it may have been partially backed by something.
And here's something even simpler. He's got a farm.
Yeah.
He's making food. He wants things, so give them food for the things you want.
Right, barter is the other option.
Or encourage people in your community to deal in silver instead of reserve notes. You could do that.
Yep.
I mean, none of this is going to dissolve the government, though. We don't have enough of people on board with thinking that's a good idea or even an okay idea.
Not yet.
To do that yet. I don't know what to do about it right now other than try to convince people that the state is evil, so why don't we get rid of it?
Right, and that's
sure,
why we're here.
Drop in the bucket, but that's exactly how you fill the bucket.
Yeah. But that's exactly why we're here doing this radio program, is because of that, to convince people or to talk to people and let people know, hey, this organization is archaic, it's barbaric, it's antique, and it's full of evil. There's no reason for it to exist. 603-283-6160 is our phone number. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Now, you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes, or even stake Divi, so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. I did want to mention something. Our previous caller, Padraig, had mentioned defunding the government. And, boy, I would like to see that. I just wanted to say that.
Wouldn't it be lovely if we could just completely defund the police? Not just a little.
Well, the government.
And not reallocate it and call them something else, but actually just not give them money.
Like the government completely. And everybody goes, oh, my God, without the government, what would happen? Well, you know, if the service that you're providing has any value, some entrepreneur will come in and provide that service for you with choice.
Who would insert service here?
Right, yeah. People.
The same people that do all the other things. Who would build the roads? Who gives us food?
Right.
The answer? Well, it's complicated.
Yes.
And that's why it works.
But the answer is always, if it has value, it will be provided by the marketplace. The free market isn't, it's not a policy. It's not anything written down by politicians. It's not a bunch of economists getting together and going, this is what the free market. No. The free market is individuals voluntarily exchanging with other individuals. That's it. That's all it is. That's all the market is. What happens when the government gets involved is they start currying favors for their important friends who have lots of money.
And I think that a lot of people's hesitation is that they perceive themselves as net tax beneficiaries, even though they won't admit that, maybe even consciously to them.
What do you mean by net tax beneficiaries?
So I think that they look at their situation and they think, well, I pay X in income tax, but I have roads and I have fire and I have police if they see that as a benefit.
Right.
And I have public schools and I have this, that, the other. And they think that they couldn't afford those things in the free markets. And that's not true.
Not at all.
Because, first of all, so I think that they say, look at the fact that they get public school for free, but the private school in their town costs $30,000 a kid.
Right.
Well, that's because the government has taken over the regular tier schooling.
Right.
Assuming you're going to send your kids off to somebody else anyway. And the only thing the free market has left to deal with is the top tier, whether it's actually higher quality or not. That's right. What it's sold as.
Right.
So that would be the top tier. That top tier would still exist, but then you would still have the middle, and I guess you'd probably have a bottom too.
Sure.
And those things would cost significantly less. But then you also have to think, okay, so without the government, you would have no inflation at all.
Right.
You would not have income tax. You would not have sales tax. You would not have car registration. Like, think of everything that they take out of value. Think of everything of value they take from you. That's a lot.
It is.
Well, the truth of the matter is we as a whole, we physically cannot even imagine how wealthy we would be without having everything stolen from us at every turn. I mean, they made this system that is literally more complicated than any single human being can comprehend,
yes.
Where they steal this much here, this much here, this much here, this much here, so that we literally have no idea how wealthy we would be without them stealing every part of this.
My favorite part about imagining a real free market, not what we have currently, we in the United States and even in the globe, I can't think of, outside of the black market, there is no such thing as a free market, right? It's all heavily regulated and taxed and, you know, et cetera and so on. But my favorite part of imagining a real free market is not paying for things that I don't even use. Number one, bombing people. I don't want to pay for any of that at all. I don't have any choice in the matter. I can't, when I fill out my tax forms or when I do my taxes at the end of the year, I can't check a box that says, please remove the amount of my tax money that's going towards bombing people. I can't do that. I have no choice. That's the problem with government, is they claim a monopoly on these things and give people no choice at all. I have no children. Now, you know, if I'm in a position of wealth, I might donate to some schools, you know, because...
I might donate to Khan Academy. I'm not... School's not getting anything out of me.
Right, but I'm saying I might donate to educational entities if I feel like giving and, you know, helping out children and that type of thing. But I don't have any children. I shouldn't be forced to pay for your children.
Well, and just not bombing people. Like
That's the majority of the budget.
That's the big one.
Right. So turns out real expensive to explode people.
Yeah.
And we don't want it. So... think of everything you're paying in tax, and not just what you're paying in taxes. Think of all the money that you would have if your employer didn't have to pay taxes.
Right.
If anything that they wanted for anything it takes for their business to run didn't have to
pay
taxes.
Or if you're so inclined and you have a skill, because if you're employed, you probably have a skill, you would be able to start your own business and keep all of the money with no regulations and license fees, and they wouldn't your current employer would not be able to regulate you out of the markets. You would be able to afford whatever it is that you think you're getting from the government right now.
And not to mention, have some choice in the matter, particularly with the schooling part, right? Like, you could have some... Right now, the only choice you have is to send your kids to public school or the high-tier private school. That's it.
Well, in the U.S., you're also allowed to raise your kids yourself.
You can. And in many states, you have to jump through hoops to do so. Lots of government forms to fill out, et cetera, and so on. But I more choice is always better for me in any situation, and I think for people in general. But since we're in the world of finances, let's move on to number 5 here from the 15 signs that you're in an abusive relationship with the government. Control the finances or won't let you work. Does this sound familiar, anyone? COVID-19. If your business is deemed not essential, the local, county, and state governments have the power to close your business. Additionally, some of the hardest hit industries right now are the arts. This one hits home to me. Live music, museums, theaters, many more art venues, and any performance of any kind are effectively shut down, putting many performers and artists out of work. Closing non-essential businesses has merely pushed businesses to online retailers such as Amazon or click-and-collect chain stores.
So imagine that you have a friend, and they're talking to you about, well, my spouse won't let me leave the house, won't let me have a job. What would you think was going on there?
It sounds like an abusive relationship.
Like, maybe you should get out as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah. Figure out an exit strategy, deploy the exit strategy, and regroup once you're no longer in that situation. It sounds kind of like what I've done from moving here to New Hampshire. That was my exit strategy. I left where I was, and I came here. And I've learned many things, thanks to a lot of you guys. 603-283-6160 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
My cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The more infectious variant of the coronavirus has been identified in at least 3 U.S. states, with cases in California, Colorado, and Florida. All this vaccination distribution has been slower than originally planned. Dr. Mansa Slawi says the fact that the virus has mutated is not a surprise. The chief advisor for Operation Warp Speed tells CBS's Face the Nation that based on what they know, the new strain should be under control with the available vaccines.
Based on the information shared with us by the UK scientists and early data that we have here, we think that these virus variants should be under control with this vaccine. Fortunately, they are not more deadly to the population. They are more infectious, and therefore they will further exacerbate the surge that we are having.
This is USA Radio News. The founder of WikiLeaks will soon find out whether he'll be sent to the U.S. to face charges. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
A judge will decide Monday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could be extradited from the UK to the US to face charges of espionage over the publication of secret American military documents. Assange's partner and the mother of his two sons has appealed to President Donald Trump to grant a pardon. Assange faces a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Nancy Pelosi was reelected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House. She received 216 votes to 209 for House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Only two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, cast a vote for someone else. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The live, on-air, call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer is also here.
I'm here.
There he is. And we're going to continue talking about the 15 signs that you're in an abusive relationship with government. We talked about, well, I guess we didn't talk about it much, controlling the finances or won't let you work. We talked about a bit about from this article about how you're essential or not essential, and we did talk a bit about how this relates to personal relationships. So I guess we can move on to number six. Controlling what you read, watch, and say. That's right. From the beginning of the crisis, online publishing platforms have taken to changing their terms and conditions regularly to justify censorship and takedowns of studies, articles, and videos that don't follow the approved narrative. I'm thinking the Great Barrington Declaration. Right? Thousands of doctors, scientists, and a whole bunch of other medical professionals, and then a bunch of people have put together this declaration that basically says, hey, the science over here says that the lockdowns don't work. You're not preventing the spread of COVID in any way, shape, or form. So, for F's sake, please relieve the lockdowns. And, of course, nothing happened, right? Well,
and for me, this brings us back into cult territory.
Okay.
So, if you are raised in a religious cult, they probably won't let you read other ideas.
Right.
So, again, with all of this stuff, you are not allowed to see the research. They'll even ban you from going to a widely publicized article from a quote-unquote trusted news source if it doesn't exactly agree with their ideas.
Yes.
So if you're not allowed to see other ideas, that doesn't mean that it's because these ideas are the best and those will mislead you. It means that they don't want the competition.
That's a good point. And the same does apply to governments as well as it would apply to, you know, a romantic abusive relationship. They don't want the competition. They're inside. They're scared that, you know, whatever it is, you know, you're going to get away or you're going to find somebody better or whatever. Right. That kind of a thing.
Well, it's another kind of don't let them see their friends or their family.
Right.
If you keep them isolated from any outside information source, then they're the only thing you can turn to.
The article continues, additionally, there's plenty of evidence that propaganda campaigns on social media spill over into traditional media outlets, influencing opinion and shifting narratives towards specific goals on a global scale. A 28-year-old pregnant woman was arrested in front of her two children for posting on Facebook about an anti-lockdown protest in Ballarat, Australia, drawing criticism from the president of the Australian Human Rights Council. The woman's devices were consequently confiscated, and bail was granted on the condition that she does not access social media until the allotted time. Human Rights Watch notes, arresting people preemptively for the act of organizing peaceful protests or for social media posts is something that happens all too often under authoritarian regimes. It should not be happening in a democracy. Well, it should just not be happening, period, not much less in a democracy.
Well, if you live in China and you try and research Tiananmen Square, good luck. It's information that they simply will not let you have.
I wonder what actually comes up if you're in China and you go to a search engine and you type in Tiananmen Square.
Nothing.
Like,
I think
that
a bunch of guys in vans show up, but...
No, I've heard about people doing this. Like, Americans will visit and, you know, see what it's like using the internet beyond the great firewall of China. And if you type in Tiananmen Square, it will say zero results.
Wow.
Zero results found. Now,
that's creepy.
Now, the Chinese have tried to find ways around this by saying, okay, the such and such a time, and then they blocked that. And then it's like they got so far that it was when spring turns to summer. Because, you know, they wanted to research that time of year, because they couldn't say, well, the end of this month, or the beginning of that month, or just before this month, when spring turns to summer, which does sound like a terrible romance novel, but even that, you couldn't get a result from because too many people were using it to find out what had happened in Tiananmen Square.
Right, right. And that leads us to item number 7, monitor everything you do. The National Guard was deployed at New York airports to collect travel contact forms. Have you wondered what happens with those forms? One of our colleagues received a robocall from the New York City sheriff after traveling. It threatened her to call back or receive a knock on her door to make sure she is quarantining. That's creepy. And let's not forget, if you see something, say something. I remember that. I hated that. It was, what was her name? I hated her, too. Early in 2020, an Australian couple was fined $1,000 for breaking lockdown orders, even though they had posted old photos and did not actually break lockdown rules. So you're going through your photo roll, and you're like, oh, yeah, you remember that vacation? Oh, we should post those up on the social media. And then suddenly here comes the Gestapo. Yeah. They were threatened with arrest if they posted any more.
Even though photos have internal date stamps on them.
If you use a digital camera.
Well, if you're posting it from your phone. I mean,
oh, that's true. Yeah, once you post. Right. But what I'm saying is, like, if your photos don't have a digital stamp and you post it on your social media, it's dated that day that you post them.
No, but the photo itself. So if you take a photo with your phone, there's an internal date stamp.
There is, yes.
And then you upload that document to social media.
Right.
So if they did the most basic research, they would know that this photo was from whatever day it was taken.
You can program your phone to strip that out, or you can strip it out yourself once you have the photo in the metadata. But you have to jump through a bunch of hoops.
That sounds like an us thing, not a regular people with vacation photos thing.
Well, how long before they start knocking on your door because your profile pic doesn't have a face mask on it?
Yeah, I've been wondering that one myself. I take big issue with the people on the social media platform known as Facebook, which I think should be renamed Maskbook, because there are way too many people with their profile picture wearing their mask. And it's like, I can't even tell who the heck you are. You know? You put a mask on, how do I know you're Bob Smith? Apologies to anyone named Bob Smith out there. I was using a generic
name. You know how they'd have a picture for, like, not a picture, where it's sort of a vague silhouette with a question mark?
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to start seeing vague silhouette with a question mark and a mask.
I remember in the early days of Facebook, somebody had created a user whose name was It, first name, and then last name In the Butt. Right. Or no, it was an entity. It wasn't a user. It was a place or a person or something, whatever. And then a user would click like, right? And then it would be recommended to you. So it'd be like, Peaklist likes It in the Butt. He thinks you'll like It in the Butt too. It was one of the greatest ploys on, like, the verbiage that people use. It was hilarious. And it went around, like, I received it from so many of my friends who thought it was the most hilarious thing.
Well, I always thought it was strange that if you wanted to follow a person or topic, you have to say that you like it.
Right.
So it couldn't be that I wanted to say, find out what Barack Obama was doing, not because I really like him, but because it might be important to follow and find out what he's doing.
That doesn't strike me as intentional. That strikes me as just carelessness, especially with what Facebook was originally intended for, and they did change that. I don't think that was malicious, although everything they do is.
Seems that way. Yeah. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number if you'd like to join us. Early in the pandemic, states even set up dedicated snitch lines to accommodate for the deluge of 911 calls and violations because, you know, nothing's cooler than telling on your neighbors for violating some useless
snitches
law.
Snitches bring riches.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment, and we'll get to more of this article from the American Institute of Economic Research about the 15 signs that you're in an abusive relationship with government. But first, I wanted to tell you about SportTilt.com. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some people, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and Mark got some great kilts from SportKilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing SportKilt's particular form of freedom at kilts.freetalklive.com. You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from SportKilt.com. Go ahead and visit that site. I believe they are made in the USA, according to Richie Rich. All right, so doing what we do here on Free Talk Live, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Thomas calling. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to say, Kevin Kickass, I was watching the Telegram group, and I saw your Christmas carols. I thought they were great. I think you're very creative, and I loved that. That was fantastic.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I had a lot of fun doing that, and the folks who came to the New Year's party looked like they had a lot of fun, too. So it was fun all the way around. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the main thing I want to get to here before I get tongue-tied, as I usually do when I call in the show here, is I'm trying to get a new user set up on cryptocurrency, and she's got all of her coins on Coinbase. She's very new. And I'm a 5-year crypto veteran and developer, so I'm very comfortable with it, but I don't use these exchanges very often. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really comfortable with a lot of the changes that I've seen in the various exchanges, and Coinbase is the primary one we're dealing with. The issue that I'm having is being able to pull funds off from the Coinbase account onto a wallet. Because when you say send on Coinbase, it doesn't give you a QR code that you can scan with your phone for the wallet. So the way we did it, we did basically typed in the long ass address.
Yep.
Painstakingly over and over again, you know, only sending a little teeny bit at first and then sending the full amount later. But it's just a pain in the ass. It seems like it ought to be a lot easier to do.
It can be. I have taken to using, you know, some other form of transport. So in other words, you know, the receiving wallet, it has the long address that's a pain to type in. You can actually click on it, you know, control A, copy it, and then put it somewhere else. It's only a receiving address, so it doesn't matter if somebody, you know, gets that information unless
right.
they accidentally
right.
want to send you cryptocurrency. And then you can email it to yourself. You can, you know, use Telegram to log into two different devices at the same time. There's a bunch of applications where you can do that. Get that address over to, you know, whatever computer you're logged into Coinbase on or you know, device you use, and then copy it. It's way easier to copy it.
LRN.FM.
No kidding.
You can't say that.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
That's right. That's warning number one. Happens again, I got to hang up on you.
I know. I appreciate the forgiveness of the grace here.
All right.
So it won't happen again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, using the out-of-band method is what I thought about doing, but using an iPhone, I'm not familiar with the iPhone. She's not that familiar with all the how to get things. We got it on the clipboard mm-hmm. of the iPhone, but then how do we get it into something we can send or email wasn't working? There's all kinds of issues.
Well, what does on the clipboard, that means you copied it and then just paste it to wherever you want to put it?
Well, you can't. Well, that's, yeah, but pasting it where? Her email wasn't working, so we couldn't send email. She had
a Word document, or Pages if you have a Mac. Just wherever you would
address. How do you get it off the phone and onto the computer? I mean, email is a great idea. She's not on Telegram.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm aware of these various options, but it seems like they were all exhausted.
Okay, well, you can't copy-paste between devices, so you could text it to yourself or something like that.
The other thing that you might do is, you know, I don't know what the two devices involved are, but interact with both things on the same device. So, you know, if the wallet has a web version where you can log into the wallet over the web, then log into it on the same device that you're logging into the Coinbase website, something like that, so that you're on the same device.
Well, that's
so you
an
can
idea.
Easily copy between the two.
That's a good idea. I think that'll be the approach I'll take the next time.
I feel obligated to point out at this point, like, this is a exchange issue. This is not a crypto issue.
Right.
If you have coins on Coinbase, you don't have that crypto. Coinbase has
that's
it. So whatever
right.
they're
that's
doing
the
with
whole
it.
Reason we're moving,
yeah.
That's the whole reason
yeah.
we're moving the
okay.
coins to a crypto wallet is to get the private keys. I'm aware of this.
Awesome.
So we'll get there. It's just frustrating. That's basically what I'm trying to vent here.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
there's a couple other minor things I want to bring up here. One is, when you say that the phone number to call in, you say it so fast, it took me like three tries before I could write it down and get all of them, but I finally made it.
I'll try and slow it down for the rest of the audience. I appreciate the feedback.
And then the listen line number keeps changing. Is that something you guys are aware of? I mean, every
time
I try to call
myself.
The listen line, it seems it's different.
Yeah, there's some changes going on. All I can reveal is behind the scenes, and most of that will be ironed out very soon. We're aware that there is an issue there. We hope for it to be remedied permanently in the very near future. So we apologize for any interruptions there.
All right, the last thing. This is something that I've been aware of for a long time, and I haven't taken the time to call in about it. And I'm not sure how to broach it exactly, but I get kind of frustrated or a little bit tired of hearing the same old issues brought up, arguments brought up without any resolution, without any building upon knowledge, so that when you make a point and it's agreed that, hey, you know, the government's bad or whatever, how can we build upon that so that every call doesn't seem to rehash the same things over and over again? It seems like that's what happens a lot. For example, it seems like we're whacking at the limbs of the tree rather than at the trunk of the tree. It gets back to the conspiracy theory and the fact that so many people worrying about the issues that the conspiracy theory is cause rather than the root cause of this, the conspiracy theory in the first place, or the whole reason that things are happening in the first place.
Well, solutions come from everywhere, Thomas. Do you have any solutions?
To what?
Any of the problems that you know have heard us talk about where, you know, we haven't offered a solution.
Well, put me on the spot here. Let me think. I should have written that down because I've got my notes here.
Okay.
Let me think.
It's all right if you don't, because the solutions are difficult to come by.
Well,
and that's kind of
sure.
my point.
That's for sure. But I guess I'm getting at the whole idea of the fact that certain things have acknowledged. It's a matter of the conspiracy theories and proving the parts that are not factually based versus those that are. And when you find something that is definitely proven, that people kind of assume that it's not proven, and they kind of rehash the reasons why they think it's not proven. It's hard for me to express what I'm trying to express.
It sounds like you're talking about when we sort of get into the weeds about particular details, about particular little things that they've done. And really, the first thing to do is, okay, the principle is we can't let anyone get away with using violence and threats.
Yeah, so, the non-aggression principle, absolutely.
Right,
that's the bottom line thing,
right.
Yes.
So step one, figure out the problem. That's the root problem. Step two, the solutions. Okay, here's our circumstance. Now, the solutions lie in getting around continuing this pattern of behavior. So even when you run into problems like, yeah, you really shouldn't use an exchange unless you want to play by their rules, you're still going into a solution is stop using their money. A solution is stop using their court system. A solution.
Okay, I found a good example. You know how Ernie Hancock is asking, well, not recently, but in the last month or two, he was asking, well, when did it get to be where I couldn't even occupy my own land and do what I want in my own land without me bothering anybody, without being hassled by the government? He's asked the question like he doesn't know the answer. I mean, the legal system has gotten corrupt over a long period of time. It's not something that's happened overnight. And so it seems like nobody seems to acknowledge that the legal system at its foundational level, even the Constitution, this is a good example of the Constitution. I mean, people go back and say, oh, the Constitution, we ought to get back to that. Well, there's a lot of flaws in the Constitution as to why we're dealing with the issues that we're dealing with now. And people don't seem to recognize that, and we don't build upon the knowledge that's been proven of why the Constitution has holes in it. Does that make sense?
It does. And we appreciate the call tonight, Thomas. We'll continue to talk about this as the show goes on. Solutions are difficult to come by. That's not a secret. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up. 603-283-6160.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101 Reasons Film.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.